Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome again to Hour of Healing. This is your host, Candace. I'm here with Dr. Joe as usual. We are going to talk about last week, a continuation of last week's topic, which is take a stance. And it was all about where your allegiance lies, you know, where our allegiance lies. Is it to your benefit? Is it to what is good for you or what is not good for you, you know? And last week, through last week's discussion, you know, we became very self-aware of the choices that we have been making that are affecting us, affecting not just our body, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, relational, you know, but also through our lineage, you know, our generations and things like that. And so it was very, very powerful. If you did not listen to it or have not, you know, be sure to go listen before you, you know, listen to this one, because you may get a little bit lost. Through last week, we talked about how certain stands that we have taken has brought about diseases in our life, you know, and some of the things that brings diseases. I'm not going to go in details, guys. You have to go listen. But it was the choices we make, you know, poverty, our actions, you know, our belief system was one of them, and also unrepented sins. And that was very, very powerful, because you would think, I mean, you know, the person has moved on, or yeah, I'm no more close to them. It may be a spouse, it may be a friend, it may be a family friend, whatever. You're like, oh, they're miles away from me now. I haven't heard from them 10 years, blah, blah, blah. But have you ever sat down to contemplate on what happened, to actually repent from it? It's not a matter of you having to forgive them anything, just you repenting from what happened, the choices you made. You know, have you thought about it? What is it bringing to your health? You know, but again, I'm not going into details, but I find myself going in details. So let me stop right here. But today we are going to talk about something very powerful, another angle of taking a stance. But I'll welcome in Dr. Joe, and then I'll bring in the other side of last week's topic. Welcome, Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Sister Candace. I hope you're having a good week. And you say you are not going to go into details, but you almost did.
I did. I almost gave them away, all of it. But yes. So I hope everything is well with you as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. How is this new year treating you? You know, I forgot to ask you that last week, actually.
We're going to be soaring. So we're preparing and gearing up to soar. And we are excited about what God will do with us personally on this platform, in our careers, in our families. I think 2025, Sister Candace, for all intensive purposes, is I don't want to use the word a great year, because we've had very good years.
Some that great have been years, right.
But it will be an exceptional year in the sense that God is intentional about what he wants to do with us. We are going to be intentional about how we also walk with him.
Yes. And, you know, viewers, I can feel, I don't know about you, but I can feel what he's saying in my spirit. Like, I can feel it. So I hope you believe it, because if we are soaring, you are soaring. Absolutely. If this platform is going to soar, that means you are going to soar with it. You listener out there, we are so grateful for you and for your lives. And we pray for God to do whatever he's doing with us to also extend it to you all out there. And yes, this year, I'm telling you, like he said, God is so intentional, and he has already begun. And so let's all buckle up and get ready and expect the unexpected with God, especially on this platform. All right. So yes. Last week, we talked about what brings diseases, and we talked, you know, just brief about some brief stuff about diseases. We didn't go in detail because you mentioned that we have a whole section coming up.
Correct.
So, but we talked about what brings it, you know, so knowing what brings it, now we need to know how to get healing from it, because now I know what brings it. Okay, so listening to last week's, I can say, oh, I may be embarking on some diseases. Like, I may be having some mental, emotional diseases going on because after assessment, I know, okay, I've done this, I've done that, I've made this choice, I've, you know, I've taken this action, eating junk throughout the whole of last year. You know, so something like some high cholesterol may be around the corner coming my way, but you all know what I mean. So we know what brings diseases. Now, how do we get healing? You know, and an aspect of last week that I didn't touch on was where your allegiance lies, basically. So how do we get healing through that allegiance?
Correct. Yeah,
Right.
thank you so much, Sister Candace. And it's very important, and I'm happy that you brought that back. And I want to redefine allegiance to our audience. I mean, this is not my definition by any stretch of imagination. You can Google it and you will find out. When we talk about being allegiance, take a stance, it's allegiance. What are you allegiant to? And so allegiance is defined for all intensive purposes as a devotion or loyalty or obligation to a place, to a person, to a thing, or to a cause. And it's very important for our audience to have the understanding of what allegiance is in
Right.
order for us to know how we get healing. You
True.
know, last week I spoke briefly about a Bible passage in Isaiah 29:24, and it spoke so profoundly to me that where there is waywardness, where there is disease, there must be understanding. In other words, if we don't have understanding, it becomes very difficult for us to get healing from our disease. It becomes very difficult to find the way when there is no understanding. And I want to just do a segue and say a word or two for our followers in ministry, for them to understand, our dear men and women of God who have audiences and platforms, that not everything is about prayer. Not everything is about deliverance. Some things are about things as simple as understanding. You know, I am in the school of healing now, Sister Candace. I'm learning about the healings throughout the Bible. And it's very important and very interesting that you find that in the New Testament, most of the healings that took place never required prayer. And it's so profound. For instance, three times we read in the Bible, Jesus spit and used that spit to bring about healing. Two times he prayed. So he was spitting more than he was praying.
Don't go spitting on you guys. Don't go spitting.
I'm not telling our audience to go spit on people, but the understanding he had about God's, the Father's ability to heal made him do what, in our opinion, is irrational to bring about that healing. What I'm trying to say is that there are things that, without the proper understanding, may seem irrational to us.
Right.
And as long as they seem irrational, or as long as we lack that understanding, the disease will still be perpetuated. The disease will continue until we get the right understanding. So I pray that the Spirit of God helps our audience understand what He is sharing with us or through us, so that they can get the healings that they need. So how do we get healing through allegiance or through our loyalty? And Sir Candace, there are two main ways that we get healing through our allegiance. And it is through our allegiance to the healing that we are seeking for, and through our allegiance to the healer. And I would take the healing first because it's very important. You realize that a lot of people, even in the church, who are suffering from all forms of disease, not everybody in the church asking for prayer is suffering from a bodily disease. Some have
Right,
mental disease. Some
true.
have financial disease, some have relational disease, and we will talk about those. So, most people, or a lot of people, are seeking for healing, but their allegiance is to what they need healing for. It's not to who can give them the healing, but what the healing is that they
That's
want.
true.
So they just want healing no matter what. And Sister Candace, I bring this up because this is a very dangerous place to be. Because we all know that the state of being diseased, having a disease, is a painful thing. And everybody would want the disease to go away. But when your allegiance is to the healing and not to the healer, that in itself can bring about another disease after the current disease is taken away. Because when you are in a state where you want the healing no matter what, first, you will take any medicine, regardless of what the consequences or the side effects will be.
True.
Two, you will take or go to any medium to get that healing. It doesn't matter. Again, that is the key. All they are allegiant to is to get healing. You will do anything to your own body to get that healing. And so now you understand why I say it's a very dangerous place to be. Because you realize that when your allegiance is to the healing and not to the healer, your healing becomes temporal. Yes, the broken heart may be taken away permanently.
Right.
But because of the way, the means through which you got that healing, some people go drinking, some people go sleeping around, some people become dependent on medication. And so you find that, yes, you have got the healing for that broken heart. You have got the healing for that poverty situation. But now you have a disease of dependency on either a medication or a bad habit or to an idol that you have formed or you have consulted, a medium that you went to get that healing. And so it's a very temporal form of healing in the sense that you are creating another disease. And so it's very important that we pay attention to how we are getting healing. Sometimes when we are so determined to get the healing that we want, regardless of the means, it also makes us prone to the ways or the schemes of wicked people because we become dependent on them. And this is also very important to pay attention to. I'm not saying disregard your healing or don't be determined or don't be obligated to being well, but be careful the means, because you can easily fall prey to people who are just wanting to take advantage of you. Sister Candace, one thing that I believe, because the Bible has told me, and I believe that with all my heart, is that the heart of humanity is wicked. The heart of human beings,
naturally,
in its fallen state, is very wicked.
Yeah.
And so, every chance that people get, that wickedness will show. Unless that heart is reborn, unless that heart is transformed, it is wicked.
Yes.
And so the Bible says, who can understand their ways or the ways of the heart? The heart of man is wicked. And so when you are in a state of being diseased, not being well in a certain area, remember or be mindful of the fact that someone can easily or might easily take advantage of you in other areas. And so they may produce a solution in one area, but then they will be causing disease in another area. I'm still just on the loyalty to the healing, because I don't want our audience to live here with any imbalances that can cripple them in the future. As I was saying, when you are loyal to the healing rather than the healer, you also become a victim of other diseases. Remember, in part one, we talked about what causes diseases, and I talked about belief systems. When your loyalty is to the healing, That means that you can go to any medium for healing. When you get the healing through that medium or through that channel, your belief is now centered in that channel as a means of healing for you. And so your belief system can be misplaced just because you needed healing. I believe a few years ago, I was on a missions trip to a certain African country. And there was a man of God there who has been discredited both spiritually, physically, socially. I mean, it was evident that he was an occult. But I had heard the story before I even went to that country. But I was talking to a friend of mine who lived in that country. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking, this man of God's name came up. And I said, oh, I don't understand how people still go to his place and they claim they are going to church. And this friend of mine told me a very interesting story about a neighbor who was sick for over 5 years, had gone to many, many preachers, many churches, many doctors, many, many forms, and did not get well. She went to that specific person's gathering. I don't want to say church, but she went to that church and she got her healing. And so when she came back, she has sworn her undying loyalty.
Wow.
Man, to the extent that even when it was a public knowledge at that point that that person was a fetish, she still would defend him because she had gotten healing from that person. So you see how being loyal to your healing can lead you to becoming a victim of certain things.
And I believe, Dr. Joe, being loyal to our healing, with what you're saying, kind of basically it blinds us. You know, we don't see anything else but the healing we want to get. And I think that's a very dangerous place to actually be. Because, like you said, it will lead us into trouble because we have narrowed our sight to just what we want, not where it's coming from or from whom, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very dangerous place to be. But like what we are doing right now, knowledge is power, knowledge is healing. So I think this will bring self-awareness that when we seek healing, we should also consider other things. And not just hold our allegiance to just what we want, which is our healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's I think sometimes too, I like to play the devil's advocate because, you know, I'm hosting it. So I have to think for everybody. But I think sometimes to desperation, you know, there are certain things in life that can lead people to have that narrow mindset. And one of them is desperation. And right. One of them is lack. One of them is emotional voids. You know, it's so many things. But I think what Hour of Healing, this discussion might do is that it will bring to surface what we are actually in need of and probably seek solutions to that rather than what we are desiring, if that makes sense.
And Sister Candice, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because the next point I was going to talk about was the fact that where you put your loyalty also helps determine where the obligation is.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that what brings about the desperation, what brings about the voids, it really truly stems from the standpoint that we want to be able to help ourselves.
Right.
So when you are focused on the healing, one of the things that also surfaces or comes up is the fact that you are focused on your ability to help yourself.
Right.
Rather than someone else's, which is what we'll be talking about in a few minutes, someone else's obligation to give you the healing that you need.
Right.
And I don't want our audience to think that I am in any way trying to tell them to punt responsibility. No, you need to take responsibility for your healing for everything, as we've been talking about. Because taking a stance, you realize that it's your responsibility to take that stance. And
Right.
so the onus is on you, but the means that these things come can or may bring about other diseases if your allegiance or your loyalty is in the wrong place.
Yes, I believe we help our audience to sometimes not just see the disease, like with what we are talking about, to not just see the disease. Because in a part one, we talked about what brings diseases, and not just seeing the disease will help you see the underlying things, and that may probably take away a sense of desperation from you. So, I hope viewers are getting this from what we are talking about. But is there a way we can make that more clearer, to help our viewers to not just see their disease, so that they don't go in full force to seek for the healing they're desiring, but rather take things slowly, step by step, to figure out certain other things or underlying things that is bringing the disease.
I think we actually did that in part one when we talked about what causes disease. Because if we can go back and listen to those principles or those things that we talked about, you realize that when you have these things in place, then you begin to understand how, in seeking healing for one disease, you might be creating another void or another disease. And so I think in going over what causes disease, that actually kind of put those in perspective for us, and that's why we talked about those. I know our time is far spent, so I want to briefly touch base on our allegiance to the healer. And for all intensive purposes, dear audience, this is the proper way, the right way to get healing. And when I talk about the healer, I know my Christian audience are automatically thinking about the great physician, Jesus Christ. But not just that. Depending on what healing that you need, the healer can be your physician. The healer can be your spouse, your mentor. The healer can be God or Jesus, as the great physician that I alluded to. So it's not just from a spiritual standpoint, but depending on the healing you need, the healer can be that person through whom that grace is available to give you the healing you need. But the reason why I say that this is the best way, there is a very profound and popular psalm, Psalm 121, I believe, where David talks about in the psalm. He says that I will lift up my eyes to the hills or to the mountains. Where does my help comes from? He goes ahead and answers that question for his audience and talks about my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord. Now, when your focus is not on the healing, when your allegiance is not on the healing, but on the healer, it puts the disease in its right place and the healer in his or her right place as well. He says, I don't know about where anybody else's help comes from. And I truly don't even mind if your help has not come. But as for me, my help comes from this source. So you see right away that there is a personalization there. And when there is personalization of healing, then healing can be complete. Because we may all be suffering from similar diseases in the area of mental disease, but the way it's affecting me is very personal than the way it's affecting you. So to get the proper healing, there has to be a personalization of the healer as well. And most of the time, we don't pay attention to this. Most of the time, we ignore the fact that, yes, we are all dealing with disease in our spiritual life, but the way that spiritual disease is affecting me requires a personal healer. And that's why I love that psalm. He says, I don't know where your help comes from. And I don't really mind even if your help hasn't come from that source. But for me, my help comes from this person. And then he goes on to talk about who God is. Because, Sister Candice, you realize that when you know, when there is a personalization of the healer, when your allegiance, when your loyalty, your devotion and obligation is to the healer, you realize that the burden is on the healer, not on you. It's the healer's reputation that is at stake.
My hand, right.
Not your reputation. And that is why David in that psalm goes on to talk about God. He talks about the fact that he is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the God who does not slumber or sleep. He is not trying to pump himself up. No, he is trying to help his reader understand that this person is personal to me. I know his tendencies. I know his reputation. I know his ability. And so when your loyalty is in the healer, you tend to learn the tendencies of the healer. You tend to learn the abilities of the healer. And so you break that cycle of perpetuating the disease over and over and over again. And that's why I truly think that this is the proper way, or this is the best way for us to get healing. The other thing that having our allegiance or pledging our allegiance to the healer rather than to the healing does for us is it puts us in a position of sustained healing. And so if my healer has the obligation to bring healing to me, then I have the responsibility of following or pledging my allegiance to that person. Remember, the one you obey has a responsibility to you.
Right. I remember that.
That is a very profound revelation that God gave me last year that changed so many things in my own life when it comes to seeking healing in various aspects of my life. I talked about the broken cycle of disease because you realize that as you walk with the healer, that cycle of disease is broken. I believe it was a Swiss study, and this is a proven research that showed that people with family members who are medical practitioners tend to suffer less with chronic diseases, and they tend to live longer. Why? Because as you walk with a healer, as you live with a healer, there are certain things that bring about disease that automatically will teach you to not do. They will teach you to walk the right way. And truly, my dear audience, that is what Jesus does for our souls. He teaches us the way to live. And in doing so, he causes our bodies to manifest what our soul is. And so I believe it's the Apostle John who says that, beloved, above all things, I pray that it is well with you or you prosper in your body, in your life, just as your soul prospers. Because as you walk with this healer Jesus, you realize that the changes or the things that he teaches you to do, they are not just prospering your soul, but they also prosper your physical life. So they prosper you in every dimension of wellness or health or well-being that you need to prosper in. And so that is another thing that it does for us when we walk or pledge our allegiance to the healer rather than to the healing. You know, it's very important because I brought up the Christian's walk. And I want our audience to understand that this walk of a Christian is not all about having your sins forgiven and going to heaven. There is more to it. If it was just about having your sins forgiven and going to heaven, then Jesus would take everybody up as soon as they repent. And
that's it.
Because that is what
work is done.
Exactly. And so I believe it was the Apostle Paul who said that it is in eternity, if it's in heaven alone, that we will get reward for the faith we have in Christ. Then we are of all people the most to be pitied.
Mm.
We are to be pitied more than anybody else in the world. All our reward is in heaven and none on
earth. And right.
And so I want our audience to understand that. I know our time is fast spent, so I want to be able to find a way to wrap up somehow. But it's very important that we pledge our allegiance to the healer. We put our loyalty, our obligation to the healer rather than to the disease or to the healing that we need because of some of these things that Sister Candace we have listed. And I think I will probably end it there because our time is not spent.
Right. And I think holding our allegiance to the healer also will help us to be more patient. You know, it will help us to be more patient. And even to the point where we will take heed to the person that's giving us the healing. We'll consider who they are. You know, we'll consider their values and certain things. And so that we will not fall prey or will not become victims, like you stated, you know. So I think it's something to pay attention to. Well, viewers, so we're going to wrap it up there. I hope you listen to the part one and the part two so that you can merge it together because it's one message, okay? So that you can get the full message and so that it can be effective in your life. But we will leave it here. Take a stance. Don't forget, 2025, take a stand to what is good for you, towards what is good for, what is going to be beneficial to you in the long run and your family, to your health. You know, don't pay attention and don't give time and energy to things that are not going to benefit you. Don't. Do not do that. Don't give money to junk food, you know, but hold your allegiance to the right place. Prioritize towards the right people. Be loyal to the right people. Be loyal to the right things in life that will be beneficial so that we can all soar together. Because remember, we are soaring. All right. So I'll hand it over to Dr. Joe as he wraps us up for today.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Candace. And, you know, in way of summary, I will share something that I learned a few years ago. And that is, you know, when you take good stock investors, they take time to study the market before they make any investment. Most of the time, not only do they study the market, but mm-hmm. the things that they are interested in buying, they take time to study the profile of those things. And then they look at the pattern of certain items or certain investments that are similar to those specific things. And Sister Candace, they do all these studying and all these research and all these consulting, not because they don't have anything to do, but rather they are trying to make an attempt to predict the profitability of those things that they want to invest in. Mm-hmm. And if they foresee that it's going to be of a good profit, they go ahead and they invest. If they see that it is not going to be of good profit, they don't invest. But whenever an investor makes any purchase,
mm-hmm.
though they have made their estimations of the profitability margins and studied the patterns and all those things, we still consider it as a risk.
Mm.
Even though they foresee...
They did all that stuff.
Yes. Even though they foresee possible profit. Well, there is something that I learned from this practice that our investors do. Because, Candace, you know that God is all-knowing. And He is also all-present. And He himself has taken the time, mapped up my life, your life, our audience's life. Wherever you are listening to me, he took time to list out your days,
The psalmist says, all the days of my life were mapped out before even a single one began. And one thing I know is that God doesn't waste anything. He is not into the business of wasting stuff. As a matter of fact, he used the sun to make us. So if he looked at your life and saw that there was profitability in your life, who is there that can tell you that your life cannot be profitable? He mapped up your life and thought of you. God saw my life as he mapped it out, and he saw it as a good investment. But the how, only he knows.
True.
And so I want to employ our audience that there is enough evidence of your profitability in God even before your life began. Therefore, we must commit, yield, or surrender our loyalty to him. Because at the end of the day, he knows the way to invest us to make us profitable.
True.
He knows the right place we have to be, call our destiny. Friends, I remind you again, pledge your allegiance to this God. Let us help you by bringing you to this knowledge and this understanding that no matter what is going on in your life, you are a good investment. And the investor took time before he made that purchase. So where is your allegiance? Take a stance with God. In this new year, in this new season of Hour of Healing, let this be a new season of your life. Take a stance with God. Let him place you in the places where you will be of most benefit. And friends, I assure you by the integrity of God's own word that if we are planted in the right places, our rewards will certainly find us. We thank you so much for taking the time to begin this new season and this new era of your life with us on season 3 of Hour of Healing. Friends, as we said earlier, it's going to be a great year. Where is your allegiance? Where is your healing coming from? And how are you getting those healings? God bless you so much. We will see you same time next week as we bring you another thought-provoking and life-changing topic that will indeed bring healing to you. We love you, and we will see you. Bye-bye.